Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Looking for the person that has spent the most amount of money on their pet. I mean, and this could be anything. This could be a surgery. This could be the pet itself.
On their clothes or their collars or leashes.
I mean, because sometimes, I mean, those leashes, some of them are thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can buy designer stuff for your dogs. So it could be like Gucci, Coach, you know, whatever.
Could be a party for your dog or your cat also. Like this dude did, I think, up in New York.
Some say this Manhattan man was barking up the wrong tree when he planned this party for his pet, but that didn't stop him from going over the top.
Oh my God. It may look like your traditional bar mitzvah video, but this party is like no other. That's because the guest of honor is not a 13-year-old kid, but actually one very spoiled dog named Elvis.
Whatever it is, money is no object for Elvis.
David Best is Elvis's owner and says he's so proud of his pooch, he decided to throw him a bark mitzvah.
I think he's extremely handsome. He's got a great personality. Everybody loves Elvis. So I wanted to really show him off in that kind of setting.
100 guests were invited, including celebrities like Dr. Ruth and Patti LuPone. Uh-uh. David even had a special surprise guest for Elvis.
The breeder from Connecticut brought his mother. We actually had a corsage for the mother around the neck.
Baruch.
Keeping with the tradition, the video includes Elvis reading from the Torah.
Eloheinu melech ha'olam.
A bark mitzvah speech. And even a bar mitzvah cake. So what does one wear to such a party? A prayer shawl and yarmulke, of course.
We got him a little, from the Jewish Museum here in New York, we got him a little suede yarmulke.
And don't forget the gift.
I have to admit, I guess for his 13th birthday, I had to go over the top. And I did get him a Louis Vuitton dog collar and leash.
The grand total for this big bash?
I think it roughly came to $10,000.
So what does David say to people who think he's nuts for spending 10 grand on a party for his dog?
I tell everybody, if you think you're over the top, you have to have a dog or you have to have a pet to really know what it's all about.
You must be out of your mind.
But after all is said and done, David feels it was money well spent.
We knew the day we met we're going to be best friends for life.
People all over the world starving.
I mean, some people just have too much money.
$10,000, yes. Seriously, on a bark mitzvah.
I think that guy...
Too much money.
...was on, what was it, America's Most Talented Dog? Remember that show or something like mm-hmm. that? Like, he was... I think I remember that guy from being on there because he... Was it a tiny little yip-yip dog?
Yeah.
You could see the video? Yeah.
Morning, Ronnie. You're on Q100. How much did you spend on your pet? Now, this can go on anything. Surgery, the pet itself.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely surgery. It was
$4,400. $4,400. What was wrong with your dog?
He had disc problems, and they had to go in there and correct a couple of discs in the vertebrae and get his neck aligned and fixed up. So my choice was either put him to sleep or fix him, mm-hmm. and I just didn't see that was an option.
See, I'm okay. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, how old when he had the surgeries?
He just had it last year, and he was 6.
Yeah, well, that's young. Still really young. Because mm-hmm. I sort of question sometimes when a dog is like 12 and 13, when people are still doing those elaborate surgeries for them, it's like, well, you
let
know,
them
they're
go gracefully.
Of, yeah, they're kind
yeah,
of
exactly.
at the end.
It's hard, though.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
hard to make that decision.
It is.
I'm okay spending as much money as you can spare. If you want to put it on your credit cards or whatever for surgery...
Go for it.
But the
party?
Bar mitzvah?
Save Fido.
That's nuts. Good morning, Q100.
Trisha? Hi.
Hey, Trisha.
I spent about $10,000 all in all with everything. Last year, he had back surgery. I have a little dachshund named Bailey. He is going to be 11, And the surgery was $5,000. Six visits before and after were $500 apiece. And then you figure shots every year for almost 11 years and food. But nothing flamboyant like a bar mitzvah. But
I mean, for $10,000, for surgery, I mean, there are a lot of people that think it's a family member. So mm-hmm. would you ask the same question about your son or your daughter? No, you just do what you got to do and you find mm-hmm. the money somewhere.
But you just, right. found, but you, boy, I bet you just offended a bunch of people. You're like, well, you know what? A dog is not a son or a daughter. But to some
people,
families,
like
it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is their child.
Hey, Mary, good morning. How much do you spend on your dog?
Good morning. It's actually my boss who loves animals. Mm-hmm. And he had a cat that is 13 years old, get mauled by a dog, took it to the vet, and has thus far sent over $14,000 and is not done.
On the cat.
Oh, no.
On a 13-year-old cat.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Now, whose dog was it? Will there be any legal action there or anything? Or
it was the next-door neighbor, and my boss is actually an attorney, but he's a really nice southern gentleman and is not asking for any assistance whatsoever.
Is that right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, keep in mind, this is at his barn where he has about 25 other cats.
Really?
Yes.
So this guy is obvious. He's loaded with cash.
Not really, but he picks up strays. He actually feeds them every day on his way home. And when they get nice enough to come up to him, he takes them up to his barn.
No kidding.
Yep.
$14,000 on a cat that's 13
One cat.
Years old. Unreal.
Yes.
Thank you for calling there. Some people, I'm sure, listening right now going, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, it is a tough decision because you just have to personally know what line you'll draw when it comes to when they get sick, what you'll do. But I have plenty of friends that probably have spent at least that much on their animals for medical reasons as well.
Producer Lyndall, what's up, Danica?
When I was in high school, my little sister had a hamster, and the hamster all of a sudden was not doing so hot in its little hamster ball. So my mom and dad took it to the vet because my little sister was distraught, and they ended up spending a couple $100 to get the hamster an x-ray and an ultrasound just for them to tell it that it has cancer, but that's how most rodents die anyways. So my parents wasted all this money on my little sister's hamster just to make her feel better.
A hamster x-ray? Aww. That must be this big.
I know!
X-rays
here,
are this
big. Let me put it under the light. Wait, here, I need a magnifying glass.
I bet they didn't even x-ray it. I bet they just put it in like a toaster oven for a minute, and they're like, okay, we're giving it an x-ray scan.
It's gotta be cancer.
To be that vet that's like, you owe us this much money, and we just scanned your little thing that's like, maybe three inches big.
Really? How about the person who took the $11 animal in and spent $400 getting
Get it? The Bird Show.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.